AM KGYM.
9:10, back with you on the Coach's Corner program here on KGYM on this Saturday morning, and we've got baseball coming up later on today. 12:30 with the Twins and the Royals on 107.5 FM, and then at 12:45 on 1600 AM and 106.3 FM, it'll be the Cardinals and the Angels, and that being played down at St. Louis. Albert Pujols coming back, three standing ovations last night for him down at Busch Stadium, so that was pretty neat to see. And I imagine that would be the case coming up again today. So looking forward to that. And then more baseball coming your way tomorrow. The Sunday night game in St. Louis as well at 5 o'clock on Sunday. Going to talk a lot of high school baseball with you on the show here today. Start things off with the co-head coaches of the Jefferson Jayhawks, Terry Schneekloth and Gordy Nordgren, joining us here in studio as the baseball practice today was the volunteer baseball practice was rained out today. Optional baseball practice was rained out today. But anyway, everybody was in the same boat last night. Great to see you guys. How you been? Besides the rain,
yeah, it's been fun.
My boat's full of water.
Gordy said he got his lawn mowed, so that's good news.
Actually, got to spend time with my wife last night, so that was good too.
That's good. Take her out to eat and all that fun stuff?
We did, yep.
Good. Very good. But rather been playing baseball, right?
Well, today's my 34th anniversary, so I get to spend time with my wife today. She's definitely been the baseball widow. She knows baseball is my mistress. So she always knows where to find me. All she's got to do is take a trip to the diamond. I'm pretty easy find. Usually don't have my phone, but that's where I'm usually at.
Well, congratulations to you guys on that. And that is terrific. And you guys were supposed to be playing Prairie last night, correct? Over there, and just too much rain. And that's kind of the story of everybody from last night.
Yeah, we postponed the game kind of early in the day. It turned out to be a really nice night. I don't know what the grounds were like in the evening, but we ended up moving it to July 13th. So.
Yeah, and well, it's going to be one of those weeks as you get into July where you just kind of go down the dugout and question everyone, saying, "You ever pitched before? You ever pitched before?"
We contemplated putting the tarp out, but we also contemplated peeling people off the Blue Monster and left, which didn't sound like a good plan.
Yeah,
they had 50-mile-an-hour winds forecasted, so
very much so. Very much so, and it was a windy one last night. And well, you got three games in this week. Won two of them, split against Iowa City West. You guys got to play at the stadium on Monday night, so that's always a nice treat for the boys, I know.
Oh, yeah, they love playing on the big diamond, and you know, it's like playing on a pool table.
Yeah, it is. And they a little extra juice in the step, I think, when they get out there.
Yeah, definitely Iowa City West is tough as always.
Yeah. And always a good team that Charlie's got down there. And another good one this year. And then we went down to Muscatine on Thursday and got an 8-4 victory over there. So that's a good non-conference win down there.
Yeah, we played as well as we have all season in that game. We hit the ball well, ran the bases really well. So, you know, a lot of improvement in there. And we went deep into our pitching staff, and they stepped up. So it was a good job.
And that's what you like to do in those midweek games, non-conference games. See who's got what and who's going to go out there and give you some innings maybe when you really need it when July comes around.
Everybody played Thursday night, so it should have been a fun night for everybody.
Yeah, and you got a dugout full again this year, so numbers are good again.
Numbers are good. Matter of fact, so good, actually we ended up having to add a third freshman team. We ended up having 26 eighth graders come out for baseball this year, so we ended up adding a third team at the freshman level, so our freshmen and eighth graders play together. And it's a good problem to have.
Great problem to have, and get all those guys. You got to get them some innings, though. That's the one thing that's kind of the challenge, anyway, for the freshman coaches down there.
Oh yeah, they certainly aren't hurting for ball games. So
no, well, always like to have a few more wins, I know, but. All in all, I'd say the first part of the season, but we're beyond the halfway point now. How's it going?
Well, we're still sitting at halfway, but just wanted to throw a shout out there for our staff. We've got a lot of guys who have coached a lot of baseball over the years. Alex Benledge, former Jayhawk player, helps us on varsity. Denny Schreckengass is doing the sophomores. Michael Boddicker is a new addition to our staff. Roger Gruwell helps them out, sophomore level. Randy Matthews has coached our freshman team for a long time. He's got as many years, if not more, in than I do. Matt Hilby and Jared Evans also help with the freshman team. Susie Guider, our trainer, does an awesome job. One of the best in the state. Matt Orton's done a good job with the weights. And Bon Hawkins has been helping me with the field work. So that's been a big help this summer, too.
Oh, it really has been. And get Coach Hilby in there because he's a good White Sox fan. Give him a good shout-out. Maybe give him two shout-outs as far as that is concerned. But this team, guys, this year, let's talk about let's start with pitching because most of it is on the mound a little bit. And I know you got a couple of good ones there, and they're helping you out in a big way this summer.
Well, you talk pitching, you got to hand it over to the guy that that runs the pitching staff. Go ahead, Gordy.
Well, I'm in charge of losses. Terry's in charge of wins, so I guess you'd have to talk to my 11 losses there. But, yeah, we're working on trying to build some pitching depth. John Cross and Chase Keeney, they've been real solid all along, and we're building the rest of the staff. Ozzie Myborg and Willie Guy, definitely competitors. They like to go at it. Sam Staley has been doing a nice job. Brandon Klink has also been throwing the ball well. And we've had Skylar Sneed step up in some off-conference games. But the guy that's probably faced the toughest things have been Luke Wager. I think he's came in three or four times with the bases loaded. So he's worked us out some. Tough jams, but yeah, we pride ourselves on the entire team pitches at some point during the summer. So the JV games definitely get interesting. We trot out one pitcher per inning in the JV games. Everybody's been doing a decent job so far.
Yeah, well, that's the way you find out, you know, like we said, who's going to be stepping up in those situations. You find out a lot about a young man when he's out there.
Well, I know particularly last year we had one guy, I won't name who, but he threw a bullpen late in the season and he trotted out in a JV game and got three outs. And one of the varsity guys came up to me afterwards and he said, if he can get three outs, coach, I can get three outs too. And, so it has kind of, it's motivated everybody to say, you know, hey, I'm going to give it a shot. We trotted a guy out Thursday in JV game, hadn't pitched all season. But he had pitched a little bit in Legion ball. He had a rough evening, but, you know, it's one of those deals. They're pretty resilient. They seem to bounce back.
Right. And, well, you know, with the new, with second year of the rules, as far as pitch count and whatnot, you know, this is, you got to find pitchers. And especially when you get rainouts like this, we kid around a little bit, but still, there are going to be weeks where you're going to have six, seven games.
Well, I think it's a good rule. I looked at some of the stats previously, and there were some guys that were winning like 14, 15 games. And the only way you do that is throw every Monday and Friday. So that means somebody was coming back on 2 days rest every week. That's kind of crazy on anybody's arm. So this has forced everybody to kind of get on the same page.
Yeah, and an equalizer too. And you find some guys that you never knew might be able to pitch that can pitch. So sometimes it's a pleasant surprise. Sometimes there's other things, too. I creep into it.
Yeah, we've definitely had some interesting mound visits, as usual.
Yeah, number one thing we preach is throw strikes. If you can keep guys off the bases on walks, and you know, we can play defense behind them.
No doubt, no doubt. And how about kind of going through the lineup a little bit, and who's done a good job at where? And
well, first of all, I'll start behind the plate. We have a senior, Spencer Smith. He's just a team leader. I always talk about him as he plays the game the way I like to see it played. He has fun playing it. He's intense. He's always giving it 100%. And so he's the young man that certainly want to give a shout-out to. Recently brought up a sophomore catcher to catch game two of our doubleheaders, Jacob Cross, and he's been doing a really nice job. Really pleased with what we've been seeing there. First base, Chase Keeney's been our main guy, but when we have Chase on the mound, Braden Beauchesne has been filling in very nicely. He does a great job defensively, and occasionally gets the gets a solid hit, and we'll put a little offense out there for us too. Second base, we have a sophomore we brought up from the beginning of the season, probably our one of the best hitters on our team right now, Dylan McVeigh. So D-Mac, he's been he hits the ball solid. The other night, I guess at practice, I was down in the hitting area, but coach was throwing BP on the field, and he finally hit one over the fence, is what I understand. And he'd never hit one over the fence in his life. It's like, well, D-Mac, we like what you're doing without having to hit the ball over the fence. So keep hitting the line drives. We like seeing that. Shortstop Ozzie Myborg, been at the varsity level since he was a freshman. Is that correct? This is only my second year with the varsity, so. But he's been around for a long time. Every time I start listing off the seniors, his name comes to mind, and I got to remember to take his name back off the list. But he's really doing a nice job at short for us. Third base, Willie Guy, probably one of the best athletes Gordy and I have ever coached. He's a real solid player. Leadoff hitter, we moved him to second recently in our lineup, and just to get some more at-bats for Chase Keeney at the top of the lineup. But he's really, really doing a fine job there. In the outfield, we got Jackson Kevitt in left field. Real strong defensive player. Gets some occasional power, but probably one of the fastest guys on our team. We had a little race yesterday when we were practicing in the gym, and I don't think he wanted to race anybody. He didn't want to hurt anybody's feelings, so he kind of acted like he blew out a shoe or two. In center field, we got Drake Frazier, kind of been our power source this year. Outstanding defensive center fielder, great arm. One of the most talented players I've ever coached, we kind of build our lineup around him in the three or the four slot, and build around that. And then in right field, we kind of had a little merry-go-round going. Devin Holstein's done a fine job, especially defensively for us all year. We've played Jacob Coyle out there a little bit, and also recently Mason Reed's really stepped up offensively for us, and so he's been kind of taking the slot here recently with the other guys filling in as courtesy runners and things like that. So real satisfying team to work with. We have a ton of freshmen, 14, or excuse me, we call them freshmen now since they're graduated, but 14 seniors this year on the team, and the GPA level of this team is incredible. I think we had something like three or four valedictorians and a salutatorian on the team. It's just we've been blessed that way. One of the things we didn't have to do all fall or spring is chase kids up and down the hallways, getting them into class, and making sure they're doing things. It's really a great blessing for a coach to have.
Yeah, and that's, you know, when you talk about a group of seniors like that, you don't see that very often, especially in this day and age.
Well, with their intelligence, that's the one thing they can put up with my lousy sense of humor, so that's definite payoff. They've been a real coachable group.
Yeah.
You tell them something and they work on it, which...
Right.
It's not always the way it is.
And a group that, you know, the good all-around athletes, too. You know, you talk about the Willie guys and people like that, but just a good group to be around, too, and take some good responsibility. It's, I know with Terry, 34 stolen bases, I see, so that's not nearly enough as you would like to see, right? But still a good figure.
Well, one of the things you do is, you know, you have to adjust based on the talent that you have around you, and one of the things that we have right now is we're probably a little bit better bunters, a little better hit and run guys than we are necessarily stealing bases. We got a few guys that will steal a base here or two, that's something you're constantly working on, reading pitchers. We have one thing I've noticed around the league is that pitchers are very conscious of base stealers nowadays. You know, everybody always thinks you steal on the catcher, but you don't steal on the catcher. You steal on the pitcher, and around the league, there's guys that are very conscious of it, so it makes it a little bit harder to steal that bag.
Like the Cougars.
Well, I think everybody's there. Everybody's there, as far as that is concerned. And It's probably not a, it's not a big power group. You mentioned Drake's about the guy. Other than that, this is kind of a gap and line drive team that you guys got this year.
Yeah, we absolutely are. We you know, we try to put the ball in play. That's our number one preach is, you know, you get the ball in play, good things happen. We do a thing called hit scores where you you base it on how hard they hit the ball instead of necessarily batting average or anything like that. And the thing you find is that the cream does rise to the top when it comes to hit scores. The guy that hit the ball harder tend to have a little bit better stats and things. But we tell them that, you know, a two average is better than a zero. Zero is a strikeout in the hit score policy. So you get, you know, if you get a bunch of twos and threes, those are little dribblers that sometimes turn into base hits and moves guys along the bases. So put the ball in play and good things happen.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's been an interesting year, to say the least. And Gordy was saying before we got going that you guys have played more games at Mount Mercy than you have, I think, at Jefferson this year. So that's unusual.
Nice park to play at, though. We really appreciate Jack Domini's staff letting us go over there and play. I mean, it's a beautiful park. Nothing against Daniels Park, but a little bit different than when I coached at Mount Mercy. It's definitely different, little smoother surface there.
A little different than when Terry was playing.
Yeah, we played at Daniels. As a matter of fact, Gordy was assistant coach my senior year at Mount Mercy. So that was, he was the one telling me when to go or not, right?
I was at first. Jerry was at third. So we had about 3 pages of signals, and we practiced from like 11 to 1 a.m. And a lot of it was base running.
It was a lot of base running. And those went till 2.
Yeah, beautiful facility. Yeah, like you said, that Jack has over there. And coming up this week, be on the road a lot, in the first part of the week anyway. Go down to City High to take on the Little Hawks. And they got a really nice team this year that Coach Mitchell's put together.
Yeah, we just recently found out that they're in our district as well when it comes to tournament time. So that one of the things we'll be doing is making sure we're paying attention to what's going on there. I don't, if you mind if I have a few thank yous to share. First of all, I want to thank the administration at Jefferson. Chris Deem does a fine job for us as our athletic director. Jackie Simmons in his office, we couldn't do everything that we do without her, so she's been awesome. As far as the administrators go in the main office, Chuck McDonald retiring this year from principal, he's been very, very supportive of the program. Chad Szabo, very supportive and also a dad and father in the program. And then Lori Bateman, also a big supporter from our administration. And then a few thank yous to the parents. Our parents have been really, really wonderful. I'd like to give special notice to Mrs. Kevitt, Mrs. Wegger, and Mrs. McGuire. They do a great job running our concession stand. One of the things that we do not need to worry about at all during the season is making sure the concession stand's fully staffed and everything. They do a wonderful job. So thank you to all those people.
Yeah.
Also, the voice of the Jayhawks, Leo Frazier and Dr. Coyle, they do a nice job, too. And the junior Jayhawks, Mike Kuba got it rolling like 14 years ago, and they put in a lot of time, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
A lot of volunteer work.
Yeah. Bill Good's the head of that right now.
Absolutely. And you mentioned the people that take care of the field as well. You're down there a lot, I know, and the players are helping out as well. That's what you do in the summer. Spring, summer, fall. You take care of the thing. It takes a lot.
Seems
of
like winter was a long season this year.
Winter won. Yeah. Winter won a state championship this past year.
Somebody asked me why I still had the little hot packs in my backpack the other day. I said that's because I left the house without them a few games when we scrimmaged in May. I sat there and froze, just like I froze in April and March.
High school baseball is not a good idea.
No.
I don't know how other states do it. We're doing it the right way, at least.
Yeah, Minnesota and Wisconsin.
12 games, and then they're starting their tournament.
Yeah, it's interesting. I don't get very many games up there. You guys mentioned you got sub-state assignments now. You don't know who you're going to play, but You guys got Bettendorf, Burlington, City High, Linmar, and Pleasant Valley in there. So a nice cross-section, I guess, of the MAC and the MVC going at it. So we'll see who plays who.
We don't play Bettendorf. They're not on our schedule this year. With Liberty and Western Dubuque coming in, we lost some non-conference. But obviously, we've seen Linmar. Kyle's got a real solid team over there, pitching, defense, hitting. They've been rolling up about 10 runs a game. We do get a chance to play PV in Burlington if the arc is built and the 40 days and 40 nights of rain hasn't hit, then we'll be okay.
Yeah, and a good chance to take a look at those guys at least. But, you know, it's doable. I mean, I think you can see that played five or six times, and you might have three or four different teams come out of it. And that's all you want a shot. That's all you ask for, right?
That's what it is in the postseason. You got it.
Yeah. And, interesting how they kind of divided things up around the state this year. The infamous Sioux City Council Bluffs pod was broken up this year in baseball. So maybe things are maybe we're gaining momentum and things. I don't know. We'll see.
Well, the Metro teams definitely got scattered.
Yes, they did.
I can't remember a year. I mean, it seems like we've always been in with Wash and Iowa City West for like ever. We've maybe been sent to Mason City once and Muscatine once and Marshalltown once, but that's been rare. It's usually we're going head to head with Brett or someone all the time.
Yeah.
And obviously Terry knocked us off in 2005. That's one we don't talk about much. My wife does. She obviously points out that that's one of my worst coach games of my life. So I get to hear that all the time. Whenever she wants to get my attention, she talks about that game.
And ears perk up and things like that. Yeah, and we'll get to the more like a girls' union breakup here, because you mentioned Wash, and they're in with Ames and Dowling and Ottumwa and Valley and Liberty. So that's a very strange one. Haven't seen that in a long time on the boys' side. So, yeah, we'll see. We'll see how it all plays out there. But how's the sophomore group and the freshman? I know you got a lot of numbers. Are you pleased with the progress they're making?
Yeah, the number of kids that are coming out for baseball is just skyrocketing, and really looking forward to seeing those numbers coming up through to the ranks. Currently, our junior class is probably our smallest class. We had kind of a small bubble come through with that. Some talented kids in that level, but certainly a small number compared to what we normally get. And the big influx of the eighth graders coming in. I know the Junior Jayhawk program's really done a great job of getting the numbers increased and so forth. And so, couple years from now, we're going to be looking at 25, 30 kids on our roster, and it's going to be competitive. That'll be fun.
Yeah. Well, the field looks great. I know facility. You guys keep doing a great job of improving it over there, and boy, that's great to see. And gonna have to build bigger dugouts.
We're trying to get new lights. I don't know. Maybe a dome with lights might be easier at this point. But
yeah, we'll keep working on that.
Yeah.
Keep working on that. Plant that seed in there a little bit. But down to City High coming up on Monday, and then get to go to Davenport on Wednesday night. So play at Brady Street Stadium, behind Brady Street football field over there.
Yeah, the Saints are rolling in too on Friday, so we're going to try to sneak up on them this week too. Not an easy task. They're deep. They're solid.
Yeah. And it'll be a good week. Always a very fun week with some good corridor games up and down the line there. But guys, appreciate it, and hopefully no more rain on game days. And maybe practice day, a couple practice days.
I wouldn't hold your breath on that one.
We'll get a few things in and get
bring
some games
out the
in.
Snorkel gear.
Thanks. Keep up the great work that you guys do over at Jefferson, though.
Thanks, Scott. We appreciate you having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us in.
All right. We'll take a quick break, come back, talk some more baseball with you on the Coach's Corner. So stay with us. More to come right after this here on KGYM.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years, with perfection in every pour. and are all your favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team-building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Ooh. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow, 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 ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
KGYM and Smart FM, a perfect combination. Like a perfectly turned double play, a perfectly timed pass, a perfect handoff, a perfect assist, a perfect drive, a perfect shot from beyond the three-point line, the perfect song for your celebration, the perfect band that brings back great memories. Perfect sports coverage on KGYM and Smart Rock on Smart FM. 95.1 Cedar Rapids, 98.5 Iowa City.
Imagining a better bank starts with looking at the savings rates most banks offer and saying, really? Capital One is building something better. You can open a Capital One savings account with one of the nation's best savings rates from anywhere, like here, or here, or here. One of the nation's best savings rates. Opened online, at a Capital One location, or from anywhere. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Guys, the secret is out. If you want healthy sex, your body needs nitric oxide. And now you can boost your nitric oxide production faster than you thought possible with Ageless Male Tonight, the absurdly fast formula from the number one brand in male enhancement. Just take one capsule an hour before romantic activity. You'll get clinically tested ingredients that rapidly boost nitric oxide production. And it won't go unnoticed. Rush to Walmart and get Ageless Male Tonight.
Twins and the Royals, game three of a four-game series. A day game coming up on Saturday. Barrios and Duffy. Hi, this is Corey Pogue. It's 12:30 pregame, 1:15 start on your home for Twins baseball.
On 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
9:37, back with you on the Coach's Corner program here on KGYM on this Saturday morning. I think that might be sun out a little bit, trying to peek out. Just again, a few events going on today, and please check out wherever you may be headed before you get on the road, and make sure it's going on today. And yeah, we'll see. That is sun out there. How about that? How about that? Somebody's mowing a lawn and all that good stuff.
I mowed it yesterday before the rain came.
Yeah. So Ethan did the same with ours because there's no way we're getting on that for a while.
No, no.
Unless you got pontoons.
Yeah. Brett Hoyer here, the head baseball coach of the Kennedy Cougars and ace groundskeeper, et cetera, et cetera. Rower of the boat on the northeast side. Yeah, you guys got washed out last night too.
Yep. I think everybody did down here. And Waterloo got rained out too, so it was it was unusual to have a Friday night rainout. I can't remember the last time we've had a Friday night rainout during the season. So took advantage of it and enjoyed some time.
There you go. And that's what it's all about. Need some of that. Players need a few days off every once in a while, too, to kind of refresh the batteries a little bit.
Yeah, particularly high school kids. You know, I think it's a little different deal with high school kids where they're not everybody's has baseball as their number one sport. So those kids that you know, your multi-sport athletes that might have other sports that's their top priority, then it's not a bad deal for them to have a break. And as Jefferson coaching staff alluded to, some optional workout time, you know, for the kids that really are having baseball as their number one priority, they can go ahead and get a workout in. I opened up the sheds before I came over here, and I know some guys will be over there getting some work in if they want to, and if they don't, they don't have to. So I think it's a good break for them to kind of rejuvenate.
Yeah, well, it was going to be the 42nd Street get-together last night, and you guys are going to reschedule that. You have. And that's going to be an unusual time and date for that game, right?
Yeah, we're looking at trying to go with July 3rd and go at a 10 o'clock start in the morning, 10 o'clock in noon, and because I know in Cedar Rapids it's a big tradition with the fireworks and everything on the July 3rd down at Ellis. So Hopefully get a good crowd during the day for people that take the third off, and then have time at night to spend time with family and friends and have some fun.
Yeah, and get that going anyway. And last two games out, two wins. So that's neat to see. And plus, it was a really neat thing on Wednesday when you guys got together with Independence, because a little bit of a tie-in there with Chico Lizarraga coaching at Independence this year, and that's makes me feel very old.
Yeah, me too. I remember when he was 7 years old playing junior Cougar baseball. And here he is now, a grown man, leading his own charge. So it was a lot of fun. Very proud of him. He's doing a terrific job. Just watching the way the Independence players carry themselves and how they do things. He's a tremendous hitting coach. Worked with a lot of our players in the offseason because he can now that he's not on staff at Kennedy. Makes a huge difference. And then watching the Independence hitters and just how balanced they are and their approaches at the plate, how they swing. He's going to do some good things there. He's real young right now, but by the end of this year, I think they're going to be pretty salty. And for sure next year, after he's had a full year to work with them, they're going to do some good things.
Yeah, and that's fun to go up against a former player and a former coaching staff member.
Yes.
So that's always a neat thing to do right there.
Yep, it was fun.
You guys are fairly young too this year.
Yeah, we play a lot of juniors and a freshman. We only have five seniors on the roster. We're pretty young, but we're getting better. They come to practice ready to learn and eager, and that's what all you can ask as a coach is kids coming with a mindset to improve every week, every day, and they're doing that. So it's been a lot of fun to work with them, and we're starting to play a lot better. I think we only had a couple errors this week and in three games, so we're coming along.
Coming along, and it's always been the mantra to get ready for July.
Yep,
and,
we talked about that. We got thumped pretty good down at Iowa City in the second game. We felt like we let some runs score that we shouldn't have let score in the first game, and had an opportunity to maybe upset Iowa City West in game one, and then game two just didn't start off well and went downhill from there. And that was our conversation after the game. Hey, has this happened before? Kennedy's gotten thumped pretty good in June before and rebounded. I think we got beat 14-0 on Friday, and I relayed a story in 2007. City I came up to Kennedy, and they beat us like 17-1 and 21-2 and in a doubleheader, and we ended up making it to the Final Four that year. And so we just said, hang with it. July's still a good, solid month away. We got a lot of room for improvement, and just keep believing in your coaches, believe in each other, and let's just see where we can end up in July.
Yeah, and that's what everyone's kind of mantra is and philosophy. But you mentioned five seniors, and not a big group, but I know a group you probably lean on to get some good leadership out there.
Yeah, they've been fantastic. Jeff Weisenberger played for me. It's his son now, so I'm old enough to coach a former player's son, and that's fun. So that's Jake Weisenberger and Austin Burkhart. Clayton DeBrower, Charlie Hafner, and Trey Sheets are the five seniors, and they've been doing a fantastic job, and I'm real excited to see how well they play last half of the season. We've got a tradition of some seniors really elevating their level of play, particularly after the 4th of July. They seem to find a second level there that maybe they didn't even understand they had within them, and looking forward to seeing these guys do the same thing that so many seniors have done in years prior.
Well, let's start with the pitching, too. How's that looking so far? I know probably your number one guy is the freshman out there.
Yeah, Mason's been our number one guy so far this year, and he keeps getting better. He had a real solid performance at Iowa City West. He deserved better. We did some things uncharacteristically on defense that as we've been playing pretty well the last week to 10 days, and we just let a few plays slip through our fingers that we'd like to have back. But he certainly deserved a little bit better and did well against a very good hitting team. And he had a no-hitter going through four innings, which against the West High hitters is pretty impressive. So he's been real solid. And then we've had some juniors throwing a lot of innings for us with Drew Schaefer and Caden Walk and Eli Park being three junior starters for us. Trey Sheets has started for us, as well as Austin Burkhart have all been starters for us. And then Charlie Hafner has been terrific to bring in relief. His ERA is pretty low. And last year he had a ton of appearances it was nice to have him in the dugout. Hey, Charlie, go get loose. And he'd hop on out in the field and throw strikes. And he's doing the same thing this year, a little bit higher level. He's starting to discover a better breaking pitch that he was throwing this week, much better than what he'd been throwing previously. So we're real excited about seeing him continue his progress over the next several weeks.
Yeah, and like you said, like we talked about with the guys from Jefferson here, you get those games stacked up, and you got to find some pitchers.
Yeah, you got to have a lot of arms. You know, when you get rainouts, and you know, you've got six games in 5 days, well, you need six starters. But you also, with the pitch count being what it is, you have to have some people that can come in and pitch the back end of ball games. And so we got some guys that are coming along and developing in that end, and we're excited to see how much better they can get also, because you can throw bullpens, and as you know, Gordy can attest to, it's different when, as he says, when the bullets are real, it's a little bit different. And so you get on the game mound to a live hitter and fans in the stands and the lights are on, it's a completely different deal than throwing in a bullpen. So we just need more games, more experience, and I think we're going to see some significant improvement out of these kids, because their mindset is right. And when you've got the right mindset, then it's just a function of experience.
Yeah. Eyes get real big, too.
Yeah, they do. Yes. The heart starts beating a lot faster. And so you're all there. You're by yourself there on that mound. It's amazing how far away home plate, first base, second base, and the dugout seems when you're on the mound out there sometimes.
Very much.
Sponge baseballs at our pitchers. So when somebody got hit by a line drive in the leg the other day, they were like, whoa, that's a little different.
That's very true.
Yep.
Very, very true. How about the going around the horn, letting us know who's where and doing a good job for you?
Yeah, you know, we play several people, so there aren't too many positions that are just kind of fixed. There's a few of them, but our catching position, very pleased with how our catching's coming along. We have a junior that's really improved a ton over the last year. Trenton Wheatley has been doing a lot of catching along with Clayton DeBrower. The two are kind of trading off right now, even within the same game. They both have different strengths, and so we're trying to take advantage of both of them. We'll start Trenton, and then when his time comes up then in a lineup, then usually Clayton goes in, because Clayton's the senior that's swinging it real well. And then we can leave Clayton in the lineup for a while, and then at the end of the game, then we could bring Trenton back in if we want. Clayton and Trenton both also pitch, so we also have to kind of, you know, handle that scenario a little bit and how we want to work that. And at first base, we played several people there. You know, Mason Baines played there. Zach Stallman has played there. Nate Mead has played there. Clayton DeBrower has played there. We've had a lot of different people play at first base. And then at second base, that's one that's been pretty fixed. Jake Weisenberger, you know, his dad played second base for me on our 93 team. And Jake is playing second base now, same number 8. And then Braden Dolphin has been the steady shortstop for us. He's really improved a ton from a year ago and has made some dynamite plays. The play to end the game on Wednesday night was, you know, Sports Center worthy. It was crazy. He started off a double play with a tremendous diving play and flipped to Jake and turned it to first, and then Zach made a nice pick of a ball in the dirt. And then at third base, Mason Bain has played third base. Nate Mead has played third base. Trey Sheets has played third base. Jake Weisenberger has played some third base also. And then left field, we've had several people play left field too, from Nate Mead to Zach Stallman to Caden Walk. Several guys have played left field for us. In center field, we've had Caden Walk has played there. He's been dinged up a little bit. And so when he was dinged up, we had Max Packingham play some center field. Austin Burkhardt has played center field. Eli Park has played some center field, and then Eli and Austin have also played right field. So we've played quite a few people in different positions, and you've followed Kennedy baseball a lot, and we move people around a ton in June, and then we try and figure out what's our best combination by the time we get to the 4th of July.
Yeah, and see who steps up. That's
yes.
The big thing.
Yep. Yeah, that's the biggest thing we tell our players is, you know, we're going to play the people that are playing at the highest level. We know you can all make the plays, but now we got to find the people that are making the plays most consistently at the highest level. And sometimes it's, you know, Gordy used to say this too, whoever's, you know, the hot hand or the freshest arm, you know, that's who we're going to go with. And, you know, we're no different. We're going to go with, you know, who's hot, you know, who's playing at the highest level right now. And that might change. You know, next week might be different than this week. And so kids have to understand that it's a fluid situation. They can't get too high. They can't get too low. And just keep grinding.
Yeah, that's the big thing there. And you guys also got good numbers too, it looks like.
Yeah, you know, we have a little bit of a lull with our sophomore class like you have with your junior class. We only have about seven sophomores out, but which is very unusual for us to have a class that with low numbers like that. That's been true with that class in multiple sports, not just baseball. It's just one of those things that happens once in a while. But, yeah, our numbers are pretty good all the way throughout. We have a lot of juniors. Freshman numbers are real good. We have two freshman teams, and the coaches are very pleased with how they're coming along. And then several eighth graders that are playing as well.
Yeah, and get them all some innings right there. And mentioned that you did lose Jimmy off the staff.
Yes, we did. Yep, that's a tough loss. However, it's also worked pretty good since he's in the area because he's been doing a lot of hitting lessons with our guys in the offseason, which has helped us a ton. Our hitting has gone up quite a bit, and we've improved tremendously, and that's attributable to him in the offseason and the kids taking advantage of his work and then – you know, really buying into it and applying it to what they're doing. So that's helped a ton. So, but we do obviously miss him, having him with us. But Ethan Divis, we moved him up from the sophomore level. And, of course, Ethan played at Kennedy. And he's doing a tremendous job taking over basically for Jimmy with working with our hitters. Understands it very well. Does a great job with our catchers. And then Jacob Henry is a volunteer that's helping us out right now. He's still waiting for some coaching authorization to come in, so he just does some stuff behind the scenes when we're not at practice. He'll grab a player here or there and say, hey, if you want to get together and hit with me, I'm going to come over and hit. So he might work with a kid one-on-one outside of our practice time and gives us coaches some feedback. He watches games from behind home plate, films them, and puts them on huddle, and then we can take a look at some things and pick some things up from him. And then our sophomore coaches, Matt Winter's back again. I don't know how many years he's been our sophomore coach, but he's the best around. He's just tremendous. We're very fortunate to have him. Mitch Gaffey is helping him out. And then Connor Bartosz is our lead freshman coach, and Graham Woods and Jared White help him at that level too. So very happy with our staff. They just do a tremendous job with the kids.
Former players too.
Yeah, they're all former Kennedy players, and you know, they know what we want taught, and they're able to pass it on. I think the players, I think what they have to say resonate with the players is because the players know that, hey, this is how we do things at Kennedy, so let's try and get better at it.
Yeah, and good to have them around. And your sub-state, you kind of have a little bit of a traveling one as well. Did that surprise you a little bit?
Yeah, it did surprise me. Last year, you know, we were with Marshalltown and Southeast Polk, and then this year they replaced City High with Ankeny Centennial. So three CIML schools with three MVC schools with Waterloo West and Cedar Falls. So it did surprise me, but it's fun. You know, it's a great challenge for us to be thrown in with those schools. They're fantastic coaches over there. They're good friends, and look forward to an opportunity to play as many of them as we can play.
Yeah, and I know that Terry and Gordy talked about with Western Dubuque coming in and Liberty coming in, losing a couple of non-conference dates anyway, and yep. You guys had to go through that as well. And yep. So how'd you adjust to that?
Well, we have traditionally played Ankeny Centennial in a doubleheader, home and home, and so that one had to get dumped. And then we've played Burlington, and that one had to get dropped as well. So we lost those three games, and probably a fourth one in there somewhere. Well, I think we were only at 39 games before, so we dropped those three, picked up four others. And then we have Centennial coming over for the Herkelman invite, so they're still coming over. We're just not matched up with them. We have Ankeny Centennial, West Delaware, Iowa City Liberty, North Scott, Muscatine, all coming up for the Herkelman invite. We'll play at Mount Mercy and Kennedy, and this year we play Muscatine and North Scott. You know, we won't play everybody. We won't play Iowa City Liberty. So we're in the same conference. And Ankeny or Muscatine and North Scott won't play each other since they're both in the MAC. But we'll mix it up so everybody gets a couple opponents, get everybody on the turf at Mount Mercy. And again, thanks to Jack Dom for letting us use the field for the Herkelman invite again this year.
Yeah, and that's always a lot of fun. And that's coming up soon, isn't it?
Yeah, this is a busy week for us. We play Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So it's you know, single games with Wash on Monday and Tuesday and with Prairie on Thursday and Friday. So it's kind of like a big league schedule for the boys. You know? So it'll be fun for them. I'm sure they'd much rather play games than listen to me bark at them at practice.
Or you got to get a couple practices in anyway.
We'll see if we can work something out.
Well, yeah, baseball is that one thing that you during when the games start going, and especially when you get rain, you don't get a lot of practice time in.
Right, it makes it tough. Yep, it makes it tough. But fortunately, baseball is a game where you can see significant improvement through playing games. Obviously, the practice time is valuable. You can sometimes squeeze in a 45-minute to an hour workout before a game, you know, whether it be in the morning or just prior to, and you can work on some things that you need to work on. But then the game experience is critical for improvement.
Yeah. Field looks great. A few improvements I see.
Our parent support group is outstanding. John Bain heads that up, and Todd Black is in charge of the field work. And Jeff Weisenberger and Jody Stallman are also parent support group officers that raise the money and get the nice equipment that we're able to use and make the field improvements and make the field look the way it does. So Herc would be proud.
Yeah, he would be. Would be. Yep. And you don't have the Oakland Coliseum foul territory anymore, so that's a little different.
Yeah, we have some improvements coming in to be more ADA accessible, so there's going to be a lot of work done on the south side there, on the first base side. So where our initial visitors' bullpens were at, those are going to go away, and so we had to move the bullpens closer to the field. And so we moved the fences in down the lines to get both bullpens enclosed, so now we don't have to have boys running down with helmets on to protect them and that sort of thing, so you can send a couple guys down there. And it works out pretty nice that way, so that's been going well. So
yeah, really nice. And you guys got a Monday Tuesdayer with Wash. Soft varsity doubleheaders come up Monday and Tuesday.
Hopefully. I like the sophomore varsity. It gives me a chance to watch my son play with the sophomores. So
now there's another thing that makes me feel amazingly old.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, as it should.
I still remember Braden running around a little 2-year-old.
Yeah, I got pictures of him swinging. He was swinging a a vacuum cleaner attachment for a bat hitting wiffle balls. He was 2 years old down there. So Angie's got a picture of him swinging that. That's one of my favorites. So, yeah, and he used to play with Parker Calb and the boys. They'd play like a little wiffle ball game behind the press box where the trees were the bases. And I can remember coaching third base and hearing their voices back there. It was always a lot of fun. So, anyway, hopefully we don't get rained out. You know, with the last 3 years or 4 years, Coach Bruni was telling me we've always been rained out the first day and had to play it as a varsity doubleheader on the next day. So hopefully we get to play the schedule as it's laid out this week. That's what I'm hoping for.
Hope so. And that'll be at Wash on Monday night and then at Kennedy coming up on Tuesday night. And a big week. Thursday and Friday, you do it again with Prairie. So it's a metro week for you.
Yeah, busy week. And when you have a busy week, you got to have a lot of help. I want to some shouts out to some people helping us a ton. You know, Aaron Stecker, our AD, is phenomenal with Julie Batterson in the activities office, and particularly handling all the rain and all the makeups and the rescheduling and getting umpires and getting a hold of the ticket takers. It's a crazy job in the summertime. It's just two sports going in the summertime, but with the way the weather works, it's quite an ask. And then Jason Klein, our principal, and Robert Johnson and Jim Minch help them out, and they're just tremendous support staff, and speaking to the extra area that we have for our bullpens, that makes for more mowing, and our custodians, Tim Kappmeyer's in charge of that, and more garbage to pick up, and they do a tremendous job of keeping the park looking the way it does. And then our concession staff, headed up by Andrea Park and Angie Hoyer. Andrea Park handles the varsity, and Angie handles the sophomore level, and they do a tremendous job so that we don't have to worry about it. And they're always improving things, always streamlining things, and it's one of the best, if not the best, around. It's tremendous, and they make a lot of money for our program to help our park look the way it does.
Yeah, keep up the great work. Thanks for coming by. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
All right. That's going to wrap things up here on the Coach's Corner here on this Saturday morning. Baseball coming up later on, 12:30 and 12:45 for you right here on KGYM. Have a great, great Saturday, and we'll talk to you again on the Coach's Corner program right here on KGYM.
It's only 30 days till the big ride across the state, and you'll have even more fun riding with the right gear for a safe, comfortable ride. Get your bike tuned up and all the accessories you need right now at Hall Bicycle, 419 2nd Avenue, Cedar Rapids.
In life, we come to expect certain things. Light bulbs light and tigers roar. But what if we came to expect something more? At Honda, that's just what we do. And it's led us to the Honda Accord LX. With more torque and passenger volume than a Toyota Camry. Hurry in to your local Honda dealer and test drive the Honda Accord today to see what expecting more gets you.
Hurry in to your local Central Midwest Honda dealer or go to centralmidwesthondadealers.com for more details.
Comparison made to comparably equipped models. See dealer for financing details.
Sports radio on the historic main gym, 1600 KGYM Cedar Rapids. ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. Another Yankee heading for the injured list. Outfielder Cameron Maben suffered a calf strain in the 4-1 win over the Astros. The same game, slugger Aaron Judge returned to New York's lineup from an oblique injury. Maben will be the fifth Yankees player this season to sustain a calf injury, along with Gary Sanchez, Giancarlo Stanton, Troy Tulowitzki, and Kendrys Morales. Only Sanchez and Stanton have returned from that injury. Yankees tonight, meanwhile, look to win their eighth straight game when they host Houston. The Astros have lost six in a row. Plenty of questions abound as we await the start of NBA free agency June 30th. Kawhi Leonard, Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, Klay Thompson, Kemba Walker among the big names among the 200 free agents. The Nets have well over $100 million in cap space to play with this summer, could conceivably lure two max salary players. Brooklyn might be a nice landing spot for Durant, but if the ring's the thing, he should remain with the Warriors, according to ESPN's PJ Carlesimo.
I know he wants to win championships. I like Brooklyn a lot. Certainly, you put Kyrie there, you'd make a case that, you know, they could come out of the East. But, I mean,